Hello, this 5 minutes, the prophetess, Psalm 91, episode 208. Yes, it's happening. It's wonderful. God is blessing you with these words. You are being inspired, strengthened. Yes. So, Psalm 91, verse 10, that is where we are, and we personalize Psalm 91 verse 10. What's the prophecy about you? There shall no evil befall me. There shall no evil befall me. Say it with them. Say it with confidence. This is the prophecy for you. This is your life, that there shall no evil. Evil can happen anywhere but minus you. So we've been talking about some 91 and relating it with 2 Kings 19, where we saw King Hezekiah, who is the king of Judah, attacked by King Sennacherib of Assyria. He was the aggressor, and he had come against more than he could chew. He had bitten more than he could chew, and he thought it was as usual, as he's been killing people, he could also kill Hezekiah, but it was wrong meat. He had bitten the wrong meat. And so I related it with Numbers 14 and said, I had this experience when I went out for a crusade. And so when this python had threatened me that it would swallow me, as my hand was in the mouth and I was pulling out, it was just leaves. This in big, huge python that had filled the whole car was nothing less but than an inflated balloon. And when I collected the leaves from him, from his inside, it was just a deflated balloon lying there. Oh, listen, big situation. It's like it's a mountain. You cannot go to the left or right. You don't know where. You don't even know how to begin it with. You don't know how to begin. You don't know the situation you have right now, prevalent situation. You don't know what to do about that lady who is trying to snatch your husband from you. You don't know what to do about this young lady who has come to work with your husband, but is misbehaving. Everything is written on the, you can see how it's going, and you know where it will end. And it's carrying you. Please listen, turn your attention to the word of God. Deal with it spiritually. There is no need for such a beautiful woman like you, for such a handsome man like you, to fight in the open physically. No, use spiritual means. Take it up in the spirit and speak to it. The enemy is praying for me. You spirit of adultery, you spirit of divorce, you wicked spirit. You wicked spirit, you are bred for me, according to Numbers 14:9. And I'm dealing with you, slicing you up. I'm slicing you up in the name of Jesus. Because in the new covenant, I'm already the victor. I have the spirit of power. The greater one lives in me. Oh, hallelujah. So that big python was nothing less than an inflated balloon. That is how the enemy is. Sennacherib has come shouting and screaming and declaring what he's going to do. Just like David and Goliath saying, I will kill you. When they speak like that, it's supposed to intimidate you. Don't be intimidated. Immediately you hear. You don't have to even hear it. You think, or that thought occurs to you. Reply it with God's word. And now they're going to say, there shall no evil befall me. God has given me this personal prophecy. Psalm 91 verse 10. There shall no evil befall me. And not only that, but Numbers 14:9. Hey, the enemy is bread for me. The enemy is bread for me. And now I have the sword of God in my hand. I'm going to slice this bread into pieces. In the mighty name of Jesus. They have come against you. Then they are fleeing seven different ways. In the mighty name of Jesus. This is God's prophecy for you. Take it up. Take it up. It's for you. And speak it with your own lips. And say it. And say it with confidence. I wish I was more as confident as you are, prophetess. Listen, I did not start like this. I started from somewhere, but I kept saying it. So you keep saying it. Oh, so I'll say it and then it will be no. It is already spiritually. God has already done this thing for you. When Jesus died, when he was buried, when he resurrected, power changed hands. Something has happened. You are now the victor, more than a conqueror. The enemy is bred for you. Say amen. You're blessed, blessed, blessed. Bye.